This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Today, a new version of the movie Ghostbusters is out in theaters around the country. When the original dropped more than 30 years ago, it was an ode to science geeks, the supernatural and weird imaginary technology like proton packs.
You know, it's just occurred to me we really haven't had a completely successful test of this equipment.
I blame myself.
So do I.
No sense worrying about it now.
Why worry? Each of us is wearing an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on his back.
Those unlicensed nuclear accelerators are also on the backs of new Ghostbuster women today. The way the proton guns and the ghosts they corral will be rendered will be different, too. Marketplace's entertainment correspondent Adrian Hill is here to talk about this. Adrian, I have to imagine the capacity for visual effects in Hollywood has changed.
Absolutely. I mean, back when they made the first movie, it was a whole different technological world. I called up John Bruno. He was the original film's visual effects art director and is a bit of a legend in the film world. He's got an Oscar for his visual effects work, lots of nominations. I asked him about the project.
The Marshmallow Man was a guy in a suit on a miniature set. Slimer was a guy in a suit. The building was a miniature, because that building didn't exist. It was, I think it was 15 feet tall.
So all of this stuff was sort of shot in camera as much as possible, and they added effects on the end, but they weren't the same sort of digital effects we're used to today.
How different were things on the new movie that's out today?
They were really different. I had a chance to sit down with Pete Travers from Sony Imageworks. He's the visual effects supervisor on the new Ghostbusters. He worked with an army of 500 people on the effects in this movie. And I asked him about today's digital technology.
It's a bag of tricks. And so now we have a much bigger bag. It's my job to support the director and his vision. And of course, because of the technological advancements in like character animation, we can do any character that you could possibly think of.
So this time around, Slimer and the Marshmallow Man are digital. They're not guys in suits. But even though they have all the access to tech that they do, they still used actors to play some of the ghosts, sort of with costumes lit up with LED lights, and then added some digital effects afterward.
This is not acting against a tennis ball. It's like, no, you can actually see the ghost, and you can see the light bleed from her costume onto the environment, onto the girls, so on and so forth.
I guess that would make it easier in some ways. Anything else that hasn't changed?
Yeah, sliming the actors. Apparently, Travers told me, you still have to spray real-life goo on real-life actors to get the best performances.
Method. It's very method. Adrian Hill, Marketplace's entertainment correspondent. Adrian, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ben.